Magandang araw, mabuhay.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Welcome to SBS.
Where does your family originate from in the Philippines?
Well, I get my Filipino heritage from my mother's side, and they reside in Baguio City, up in the north of the main island of Luzon.
How often do you return to the Philippines?
I like to get back there annually. I had a big hiatus of not being there for a few years as I was growing up, not since I was a child, and then recently I've got back in touch and I try to get over there at least once a year.
How did you start participating in the sport of rugby league?
Ever since I was a kid, I always wanted to play rugby league. I love the game, and just moving around as children, because my father was in the army, was because that's why we couldn't play rugby league until we settled in Brisbane. And growing up, I just wanted to always play rugby league and be a rugby league player.
What does your Filipino cousins back home in the Philippines or your family think about you playing rugby league?
They're very proud of what I've managed to accomplish. Like, we have grown up in Australia, but what we're achieving with our Filipino heritage, they're very proud of.
Oh, I see that you haven't been named in this week's test against Malta. Can you tell us why?
Unfortunately, I had an injury at training just before Christmas and required surgery on my elbow because I tore my biceps tendon off the bone.
As I said earlier, there's a test against Malta this week with the Philippine Tamarows Rugby League side. Could you share your thoughts representing Philippine Tamarows for the very first time?
It was such a great day, and it's probably been the highlight of my career because it was the first time I'd been back in the Philippines. I retired in 2010. And then 2013, I was fortunate to make the tour with the Tamarows and to go back and play in the first ever rugby league game in the Philippines in front of a strong crowd of Filipinos. And my mother flew over for the game in front of my cousins, and that was a very special, proud moment in my life.
I met you in 2014 and toured for the very first time and share those exact feelings. Could you also tell the audience if you think you are a role model? And if so, what advice can you give any Pinoy in pursuing a professional career in rugby league?
I get asked this question a lot if I think I'm a role model, and it's a very loose-based term, but I think I do like to inspire people by my actions, and just I've thrown everything into this role as vice president of the Philippines National Rugby League. And rugby league is not only a great game, it can be a way of life where you can help people with teamwork, working together, and a bit of fitness and nutrition. And if I can help just one person, especially like the street kids in the Philippines or an orphan, get out and get amongst just playing rugby league and enjoying it, then I'd be very proud of that.
As I said before, we toured the Philippines in 2014 and it was a life-changing experience for the both of us. And now we both pioneered introducing the domestic league. Could you tell us how you can grow the sport of rugby league?
Grow the game in the Philippines, it's got so much potential, and I don't know how big it can get. Like, it's just uncapped because there's so much talent there. They'll love the game because of the tenacity, like their other favourite sports, like boxing. You've got to have the same determination and tenacity and the will to play. And then the athleticism of another great game of basketball is what they'd also appreciate. And just the camaraderie you get from team sports and exercising now, so.
Something serious. What's your plan after footy? Have you thought about it now being 36 years old?
This is my plan after footy. Like, once my playing days, they are numbered with my age, which you like to bring up just then. I want to, like, give something. We hear sportsmen say loosely that they want to give something back to the game, but going out to a country pub and getting paid to just do some meat raffles to me is not giving back to the game. It's like volunteering your time and actually teaching a new sport in a new country is like, that's what's giving back to the game and taking rugby league to all corners of the globe.
Okay, I know you will. We've shared a lot of moments and tours, but the audience doesn't. All the Filipinos definitely in Australia and New Zealand don't. And can I ask you, what's your favourite Filipino word?
Isipa.
Can you explain why?
Well, there's so many photos that get taken and you're always going, isipa, or when you're ordering a beer, you can say isipa when you just want one more.
What is your favourite Filipino dish?
Favourite dish? You can't go past adobo. Adobo or Lola's spring rolls.
Yeah, when you go, what about the national anthem? I know you guys, when you walk out there on the pitch, you guys stand there hand in hand. Can you sing it?
Yeah, I can sing it, but I'm not going to sing it for you. Australian accent, which makes it sound a bit awful.
Could you sing us a verse?
Sorry, mate.
Okay. Sheeds, I know you really well, and three persons, dead or alive, past or present, or you would like to have dinner with?
I've always thought how I'd answer this question if it ever come up in my life, and for starters, I'd really like to invite the one-armed bricklayer from Baghdad that they always says busy, because he definitely in need of feed and a break. Who else would I invite? Oh, I don't know. You'd have to invite a chef, so Curtis Stone or Jamie Oliver or someone, he can cook, and maybe Donald Trump, see what he's really up. He seems the flavour of the month at the moment. Just go, what's going on, mate? You can tell me all the White House secrets.
Who is your childhood hero?
My child hero, even my hero now, is New England Patriots quarterback Tom Brady. He wasn't the most athletically talented or gifted player, but through sheer perseverance, he's got to be the best player of all time in the NFL, which is a game I also like to watch, and he just keeps getting better, even age is not slowing him down.
Maraming salamat, Paul.